Welcome, everyone, once again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're talking about Christmas, Christ Mass, the celebration of the Anointed One and His anointing. Excuse me. And so let's go back to the book of Matthew. Now, Matthew kept records. He's a tax collector. I was thinking about this last night, and then you brought it up earlier, that Jesus picked him, and then he recorded the Sermon on the Mount. Luke wrote it as a documentary. But Matthew was there, and he recorded it. He kept records. He's a tax collector, and he kept records. Good choice. And so now, let's talk about the wise men. Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Why? Let's read on. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes, they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, "For thus it is written of the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, and he shall rule the people of Israel." Okay, that's Micah 5, 2. Mm-hmm. Then Herod, when he had privately called his wise men, inquired them diligently when the star appeared, and he sent to them Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." And they had heard the king and departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before him until it came and stood over the young child was. So see, the montage, they were not at the manger. He was 2 years old or older, where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceeding with great joy. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother.
They're not in a cave. They're in a house.
They're in a house. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it puts it all in one. It's an nativity scene, which is fine. But we might as well get it right.
Amen.
And worshiped him when they had opened their treasures.
Plural.
Notice that. Treasures. Yeah. They presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, three gifts must have been three wise men. No. They were called magi from the east. They were astronomers. And in Rick's book for the audience, this is more like it. Mm-hmm. And they had to pass through, and you see a whole train of people back here. They had to pass through some very dangerous country and territory to get there. So they had troops. They were very, very wealthy men. Daniel was a magi. Mm-hmm. And dreams and astrology. So very, very, very wealthy people. They brought unto him their treasures. So there were upwards of 500 people in this group. And they came and brought their treasures. Now, think about this. exceeding great joy, young child. They were departed, and the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Arise and take the young child to Egypt. They financed it.
Mm-hmm. They financed it.
He has to go to Egypt to fulfill Abraham, yes, and them coming out of Egypt. They'll come out of Egypt. Yes. Jesus will come out of Egypt the correct way, not in unbelief like the children of Israel did. Now, you got to go to history. If you go to history with these guys, first of all, Daniel and all the brightest and best young people of, yes, Israel were taken to Babylon,
that's right,
and Assyria as captivity. And they did that on purpose. So we know they go back to their homeland with Nehemiah and all that. King Cyrus lets them all go back. But some of those people stayed. They had taught. Daniel had taught the best and the brightest in those lands. Now, Alexander the Great. There's a period of time of about 400 years called the Intertestamental Period. And so many fabulous things happened right there to set Jesus up. Coming in from the end of Malachi to that first part of, mm-hmm, of Matthew, there was about a period of about 400 years of sometimes we call darkness. In those 400 years, Alexander the Great, well, this is where Hanukkah comes from, Antiochus Epiphanes, the Judah Maccabee, rededication of the temple in the winter. Jesus celebrated in John chapter 10, but inside of that, there are battles that happen between the Greeks and these Persians or Babylonians or Assyrians. They don't come straight across the desert of Iraq and Saudi Arabia. They'll go up and around to get there because nobody goes straight across the desert. It's crazy. So to this day, they rarely do that. They go around. Abraham went around. Rome feared them. Herod feared them.
Oh, listen, Eva, it shook him up. One word, and then he knees through.
Well, Herod's on the throne illegitimately. He's not of the seed of David. He's not of the house of David. So if there's a king of the house of David, get me that prophecy. I want to know what this is about because my time's up. Herod was very paranoid. He built these fortifications and temples, and he built things for the Romans so that he could keep happy with them. He appeased them. Caesarea Philippi, Caesarea, where Cornelius will be, was built largely by Herod, or Herod the Great, we call him. He rebuilt the temple, you know, and made it look fancier. And so when these guys show up and they say who he is, they're not going to go into Roman territory with just three guys camels.
You can't do that.
They had an army with them.
Yeah.
And so when Rome would hear about them coming, this is the great forces that fought over this land for 400 years prior to Jesus coming. And so now, wait a minute, I've got an Assyrian, I've got a Magi army showing up here? What's going on? Well, the king of the Jews has been born. And this is why he's talking so nicely to them. Tell me where he is. I want to worship him myself.
Sure.
No, he wants to put an end to all of this.
And it said all of Jerusalem was disturbed when they came to town.
Well, think who took them into captivity during Daniel's day. It was these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad enough. We have the Romans and we had the Greeks before them. And now here these guys are again. And what did those guys do? They destroyed their temple. So this is all that motivation of everything that's going on. This is why all of Jerusalem's upset. They're coming to destroy the temple again. These are the guys who offered pigs in our temple. You see how all of those past historical fears are coming to light for them. So when they show up, you can't think of three guys on camels.
No.
This is an army.
With three little boxers.
No, those camels would have been weighed down. Now think about that. That's Genesis 12:3. All of what they had suffered, remember they came out of Egypt with silver and gold?
Yes, that's right.
And all the treasures of the Egyptians? Well, they didn't come out of that with Babylon with all their wealth. All their wealth came to the king. It came later. But it came to Jesus and that family. That will fund their entire time in Egypt, going and back. And they have to go to Egypt. They have to hurry and do that because they have to fulfill that because Herod will become so freaked out and scared about this that he's going to have the kids killed. And he chooses 2 years and under because he doesn't know the exact time. So killing off children is nothing new. That's the pattern from Moses. That's the pattern with the firstborn in Passover. That's the pattern we saw just recently with Hamas invading Israel. What'd they do? They killed a whole bunch of babies. Mm-hmm. That's that same enemy, and it's the same thing.
Same thing.
And it's played out in the life of Jesus.
The devil, well, you have to go into his history, which possibly tomorrow we'll do that, but it, he has been after everything that belongs to God. Because he, at one time, was an archangel. The scripture says he was perfect in the day that he was created. God created him. He was perfect in the day that he was created. And he was the archangel of music. Maybe we go into some.
Yeah, he's got anxiety and paranoia.
Maybe we go into some of these things for next week. Because it set him off right there in the Garden of Eden. There's coming one. So he began to kill all the prophets. Is this the one? Is this the one? Mm-hmm. And he didn't know.
Well, had he known, he would have never allowed Jesus to.
That's right.
He wouldn't have.
And he certainly wouldn't have crucified him.
No. Which was prophesied centuries before it ever happened. As a matter of fact, the words Jesus will say were prophesied in Psalm 22. I mean, long before it ever happened.
And Jesus said, I saw him fall. Yeah. He said, that's no big deal.
Like lightning, he said. How fast is a bolt of lightning?
Yeah.
It happened that quick.
He was cast down. Anyway. So,
and I think the battle when he defeated Satan, took the death, held the graves, was just as fast a battle. Done. Anyway.
So all of this, the history of all of it, from the beginning to the end, is here. Now, and there have been just enough. Now, in the Tehillim, it says that a righteous person, the older they get, the more heaven calls. And it just gets to looking good. But when a righteous man, they list something like 900 different ways to die. But when you have finished your job, you've finished your course, and you finish it to the end, then it's called the kiss of death.
Yeah.
In other words, come on home. That happened to Mylon Lefevre.
That's right.
I talked with he and Christy on the phone. And I mean, he just is up. And then I found out later the rest of the story. Mylon said, I'm going to die in my own bed. I'm not going to die out on the road somewhere. She said, Brother Copeland, just before you called, he said, Christy, put me to bed. He said, put me to bed now. So she did. And when I was talking to them on the phone, that's where he was. Man, he was up. He said, I want you to know, he's praised God. He said, I'm expecting my miracle. Never did quit. And just a little while after that, he looked up at her and he began to give her certain instructions about things. And he said, Christy, she was holding him in her arms. He said, Christy, I love you. and I am healed. And those were the last words he said, and he was gone. Pat Robertson, 93 years old. I visited him, and he went in and gave instructions, talked to his daughters. They began to sing psalms, and he would finish them. And he just went to sleep. He finished his course. Mylon finished his course.
There's no darkness in them, Brother Copeland.
No, they're
children of the light. Yeah. This is why, think about this. I mentioned it a day or so ago about the light of the world. Jesus proclaimed it, and light be at the very beginning. But this is pointing to a person. Mm-hmm. And when they came, what were they looking for? His light, his star.
His star.
They saw in the east. Let me give you the verse. Numbers 25, it's prophesied. I'm sorry, Numbers 24. Numbers 24, verse 17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the comers of Moab and destroy the children of Seth. That's what Herod's afraid of. Okay, this star has come out of Jacob. This star that has come out of Jacob, David is out of this. Herod's not Jewish like that. He doesn't have that heritage. He doesn't have that covenant. So he's going to try to snuff it out. But that star is prophesied right there.
Praise God.
So that light is in us. We are children of the light.
If the Lord agrees to it, next week we'll talk about Herod's death and some things about Lucifer and so forth. So, but right now, that's not the thing to do. But what here is important. In the 58th chapter of the book of Isaiah, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Then, three, wherefore have we fasted, they say. Now, if I remember correctly, and this is the fast, not to deal your bread to the hungry, this is where Operation Blessing came from. Mm. Right there. We were talking about Pat Robertson. Mm-hmm. That's where it came from. Now, and you read on down, verse 13, if you turn not away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Mm-hmm. The word of the Lord came to me. And he said, the day is coming when the airlines will not be fit to ride, and you will not be able to carry out the things that I've called you to do and will call you to do. This was early on. He took me to that. He said, that's jets. Cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. Well, the airplanes that I was flying, you know, the little pressurized 421 was a nice piston airplane. But it just didn't have the altitude. For now, some low-type weather, but not the high places of the earth. Not in the 40 to 50,000 feet. That's where I found my jets right there. And I had a plaque made of that scripture. You get in the Citation 10, it's right there. You get in the Gulf Stream, it's right there. And that was certainly prophetic because of the nations. And being called to Africa and being called to South Africa and Nigeria and other places all over this earth. And when it came time to go to the dedication of the embassy in Jerusalem, which should have been all the time, the American embassy should have been there. Then to do that, there was a prescribed route to Tel Aviv. We had to have an airplane that could follow that. And so I was very honored to sit there and see it for myself as that embassy was dedicated.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus. See, the book told me what to stand on. And I underlined it, and then they put the other scriptures down there, Genesis 48:15, Genesis 49:25. But it's in here. So I've learned over the years, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned, you and I both learned from Brother Hagin. Find the promise.
Yes, sir.
Find it in the book. Don't do anything until you can stand on his words. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Will he not make it good? Yes, amen. Absolutely.
You know, you reverse the curse of the high places. When the kingdom split in Israel, the north and Dan, the highest mountain, Mount Hermon up there, they built a temple. They built their own altar for the nations in the high places. But it was wrong. God didn't tell them to do that. You went back to the Word and found the right way to take the Word, the covenant, to the
Praise
nations
God,
on the high places. You're fulfilling that.
So in doing so, it's all in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians.
Yes. Beautiful.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having on the full armor of God. So make you stand. And don't quit. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't ever quit. And how much time do I have, Carol?
45 seconds.
My very, very close friend, one of my flight instructors. It happened before I knew him. He was in a crash. Long Beach, California. And I won't go into all the details, but I will. Well, why don't I just do that tomorrow instead of doing that here, because it's very important. And we'll see you tomorrow. Praise God. We'll be back in just a minute.
I wonder what Jesus' birth was really like. Why did God choose Mary and Joseph to be his parents? Were they really poor, like I was always taught?
Dive deep into the account of the Nativity with Rick Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, and find out there is more to Jesus' birth than you ever knew. Using his knowledge of the Greek language, along with historical and archaeological records, Rick Renner will take you on an exciting journey through the Christmas scriptures. Find out details like who the Magi really were and why the angels were so astonished at the Word made flesh. This beautifully illustrated and well-researched book will bring the Christmas story to life for you and your family. The discussion questions at the end of each chapter will help your family create a Christmas tradition of learning together. Ultimately, Christmas, the rest of the story, will point you to the purpose of the Nativity, the death and resurrection of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. This Christmas season, let the story of Jesus' birth open your eyes to God's amazing plan. Order Rick Renner's new book, Christmas, the rest of the story, for £30 on our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 01225-787-310. This offer is good for 30 days. Outside the UK, call for postage. Contact your regional office today. You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
Now, those of you that are possibly new to this broadcast and so forth, we're giving honor where honor is due. This is just as much a revelation of God, because it is. This is the Word of God speaking to me. It's mine. This is my Bible. I have it dated when I started it. So, understand that. This is God's Word. It is His bond. He is responsible for every word in this book. And He's not a man that He should lie. The Son of Man refused to lie, and He's sinless. Amen. God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God. And so we'll see you tomorrow. You're not going anywhere. Amen. And just think, we have all next week. And Jesus is coming again. Praise the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens and all the class reminding you that God loves you and we love you and that Jesus is
Lord.
Hallelujah. God, hallelujah.
Go to kcm.org.uk to get your New Year's gift, the 2024 KCM calendar today while supplies last.